I think we can survive. She's struggling. Okay. We'll let her struggle at the house. All right. So we've just got our budget agenda in front of us tonight. Welcome to Sheriff's Night. Woo! All right. Just as over the past two meetings, at the end of the night, you know, I think I pointed out our projection sheet, right? And we had a good conversation about our projections and how it wasn't looking necessarily how I wanted it to look. So let's look at our projection sheet. I'm going to make you reference several different documents here I got in front of me. And I think it's the top sheet of the little packet that I handed out to you. The very first line says fund balance on it. It's got some numbers. Y'all got it? Okay. And then I want you to pull up another sheet in the little packet I gave you. Let's see. That has some red on it, I think. No, this other one that says 2024 projections on it. So we're going to have all sorts of sheets going out in front of us. You see this one? It's got a bunch of green and red on it and everything else. Yeah. Okay. All right, so to start, I'm going to reference y'all to my little sheet here, to mine that I gave you. There you are right there. All right, so we're just going to walk it down. All right, fund balance, projected fund balance is $5 million. And that's on these projection sheets. So then you skip down, total projected revenue is $13.863 million. So $13.8 million is total projected revenue. Our budget request right now is $4.5 million. And I've talked with y'all about my uneasiness at that. And just so we can bring it back for those who are joining us tonight, the idea, the concept, my personal belief and the concept behind that is our regular spending should not be above our revenue, right? What we're bringing in. So in that conversation, we asked for the judge's office to come up with, well, what are those one-time expenses that we're budgeting out of County General so that we know that they're a one-time expense and not that regular recurring expenses that we'll have to deal with year after year. So right now that number is at 271. Now, if you want to look at more of the details in that number, there's another handout in my small packet I gave you that has those details in it. 62.5 is in maintenance, 170,000 is in elections for our election next year, 25,000 in the IT department for some equipment, let's see, 3,000 here, 5,000 there, and 5,000 there, all for new computers. So that's where that 271,000 number comes in. All right, so if we take the budget request, 14.5 minus the one-time expenses of 271, that brings us down to our next line that says request minus one-time expenses, 14,000 or 14,300,000. If you can follow along on the spreadsheet. All right, just so we all know where we're at. Now, I asked another question, and Scott mentioned this as well in the conversation, which, you know, that 14.5 number, that is the amount of money that we appropriate, right? And so we appropriate this money to these departments, and they never spend it all. Some they spend it all, you know, but you're never spending it all. So I asked him, over the past 5 years, and this is on the bottom right-hand side of the same sheet we're looking at, what is the percent of the budget we've used in Fund 1000? And so you can see 2022, what those numbers were, 2021, 2020, 2019, and 2018. So when you average them all up, it's about 93.86%. We use 93.86% of what we allocate, they spend on average for the past 5 years out of County General. So if we go back up to where I was calculating up here, so if we calculate 95%, so we're going to kick it up a couple notches, or at least 1.2%, and go, well, what if they spend 95% of the total budget request? That gets us at 13.857 million, which is under the total projected revenue of 13.863 million. So I'm just letting y'all know that makes me feel better knowing what those numbers are and knowing that the data there is there to support that we are appropriating wisely, I guess, you know, because we don't want to get out in front of ourselves and be spending more than we're bringing in. Now, if the fund, if we didn't have $5 million worth of carryover, you know, that would be a different story, because there was one year when we ended with carryover at about, we ended a kind of general balance at like $260,000 or something like that. Like, we were slim. So that would be a different story if that was going on today. You see down here, I didn't erase this just because these were my initial thoughts, were that the ideal budget request would be around $14 million and that we would need to cut around $315,000 from the budget. But since we've got this data on how much percentage of the budget we actually utilize that we appropriate, that makes me more comfortable not having to cut that $315,000. Does that make sense for everybody? Okay. John, you've got the papers in front of you. Does that make sense, what I'm saying? You may not agree with it, but I'm just asking if it makes sense. Yeah.
The question is, we're supposed to have 10% reserve. Is that right?
Yes. 12%. These figures hold 12% in reserve. Okay. Yes. Yes. Sam, any questions on that?
I have the same question. It seems pretty tight to me.
Yeah, yeah. And so I'm just letting y'all know kind of where we're at, where these numbers are falling. This does hold 12% in reserve. I've got also on this sheet a COLA, because I had a discussion earlier, like if we have to cut into a COLA, what do those savings look like trimming that 6% down? And you can see that in this table here. Basically, each percentage is equal to about $87,700 of COLA. Before I kind of took that aspect of the percentage of budget we spend versus allocate, you know, I was looking hard at that, because we're just going to have to present it really to our department heads on what do y'all want to do. Do y'all have places you want to cut, or do you want to take a cut in COLA, or what do we got to do to get this number to where it needs to be? But like I said, I'm comfortable with this data I have in front of me with the budget request of $14.5 million. Got any questions around that whatsoever? There's a lot there. But anyways, you can bring these papers home and look at them if you want to. Now, I did provide you, I'll just talk to the other sheet of paper I provided you with. We talk cost of living adjustments year over year, and you've got to kind of, so what these two sheets of paper are, that have 2019 amount, 2020 amount, 2021 amount, it shows, well, it really shows above the line and below the line. I think it's appropriations. So what we appropriated above the line and below the line for each of these past 5 years. Now, this is not salaries, right? It's salaries and health insurance and overtime and part-time and retirement and Social Security. It's everything that falls within this, within that first category that we look at that has all that personnel stuff in it. Because my question essentially was, you know, we give COLAs, and if you look at the, you know, we gave four last year, we gave four the year before that. I think the year before that was like one, and the year before that it was zero for probably a couple of years as far as the cost of living adjustments. But that cost of living adjustments are not the only salary adjustments that occur that we do, right? Because last year we spent a lot of time raising a bunch of salaries and getting them in line with where they needed to be. So at the very bottom of like 2020, you'll see these little percentages that I added down here. So really, it's just the increase year over year of that above the line personnel expenditure costs. So in 2020, we increased by 5.4%, 2021, 3.3%, 2022, 8.8%, and 2023, 3.4%. You can ask the question, and I've had this conversation with the judge and with others, is we don't know what's the appropriate benchmark in which to measure the COLA to give, right? Because what you should give may be different than what you can afford to give on both accounts. You know, if you can afford to give a 12, do you need to give a 12? If you can afford to give a 2, but you need to give a 5, you know, The only one I wrote on here, and I'm not saying it's the correct one, was the Social Security cost of living adjustments that they gave to Social Security applicants year over year for those same 5 years. And it shows really that we're up by about 2% cumulative over the past 5 years based on Social Security. But that's just Social Security. That's not CPI. That's not something that takes into account maybe our local economic conditions just in the state of Arkansas. You know, so I don't know what the right thing to show is, because I'm sure CPI would be a completely different number, and whatever that other one would be a completely different number. But I just wanted to provide this information to y'all as well, because it was kind of talked about and brought up at one point in time. And we had the chance to get our arms around it here. Y'all have any questions on that? And then, you know, there are some little adjustments and changes in here. Like in 2023, the circuit clerk, you know, we moved all their salaries out of county general, you know, and it was kind of the opposite for the cops grant. In 2022, we were paying for $384,000 and salaries at a cops grant, and that moved out of county general in 2023. I guess it wasn't the opposite. So anyways, there's some adjustments in here that I did not dive into the details of to try to account for. I just left it as is, for just county general as a whole. Y'all have any questions on that?
So Chairman, we were saying that the 22 amount, the 8.70 is because of the salaries we had to raise.
So the 8.8 was because of the salaries we had to raise. The 8.7 is the cost of living adjustments that Social Security people receive.
Okay.
Yeah. So what's kind of crazy to me is that even though in 2022 we only gave a 4% COLA that year, because of all the other adjustments, we kind of got it overall. You know, these are different positions. Some positions got a 20% increase in 2022, where others got just the 4%. So this is really taking all those positions and just combining them. Now, well, I don't know if that's the right or wrong thing to do. That's just what is here. Any questions on that? Other justices, any questions on that? Looking at the data?
Yeah, I just like to say,
I'm sorry, I didn't try to make you.
That's awesome. I just want to remind everybody that over the past several years, I mean, we've been really blessed with conditions that filled our coffers and gave us the opportunity to raise a lot of salaries. We've done a lot of raises over these years. A lot of these positions have increased their salaries above and beyond just the COLA that we've done a lot of work to get the salaries in line with other Class 6 counties. One thing I noticed when I started looking at the news, the active duty military members are getting a 4.2% raise this year. Social Security COLA is 4.2%. I'm leery of giving a big COLA over and above what the rest of the world's getting. I'm looking at the outlook, the economic outlook for the civilian workforce, and they've had raises too, but they may not have had as, I mean, we've done a pretty doggone good job raising salaries around here. And a lot of those positions, they don't get the benefits, the benefits of the leave time and all the things that we give also. They don't have as much vacation time in a lot of civilian jobs outside of public service. I'm just real leery, and I don't know that I could vote for a 6% COLA. And especially looking at these numbers, cutting this budget as tight as what it's cutting, that I'd really like to see us get that a lot closer to what we're talking about. I appreciate you putting these numbers out here so we can see this, but I'm just real hesitant, and I don't know that I could vote for a budget with a 6% COLA in it.
Thank you, John.
A request for Justice Allison.
Yeah.
That's appropriate. So, Justice, if you're not wanting or comfortable voting for a 6, you have a number?
I'd be a whole lot more comfortable voting for 4.2, like is going to the Social Security and our active duty military members.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Justice Kendrick or Justice Strain, I'm going to give you an opportunity to ask any questions or comments. Justin Pearson, he left, didn't he? Okay.
Well, my understanding was that Social Security is going to be 3%, so I don't know if that's...
I'm making sure that...
Yeah, I heard 3%. I will say I just would not feel comfortable. I will not vote for a 6% COLA. The other thing is I don't really care for cutting it this close because the economy could go the other way. I think we're getting real close. Plus, I really question as to whether we can maintain our facilities. I really think that that $1 million that we're setting aside a year, you got to understand that the inflation is certainly affecting the cost of maintaining these buildings. And I really think we ought to move that to $1.5 million every year, because we're talking about using that money to pay towards the loan on the jail, if we build the jail. And I think if we're really doing building maintenance, I really doubt that there'll be any money there to use to pay for the jail. So I'd like to suggest that we move that to $1.5 million. I'd like to see the COLA at 3%. I've been actively trying to talk to people in my district. I mean, I've got families in my district that have not been able to pay their taxes on their property. You're likely going to end up, some of them going to end up homeless. Mm. And we're spending money like crazy. You know, I think one thing people don't understand is that, you know, if you go buy a gallon of gas, it doesn't make any difference if you're at the top of the scale or the bottom. The guy at the bottom of the scale may be struggling to pay his taxes to buy a gallon of milk for his kids or a gallon of gas to get to work. I mean, it's a known fact that inflation hurts the low income more than anybody. And I brought that up before. It costs just as much. I mean, and the other thing, you know, is the low income don't have the money to buy a new car, which may actually get better gas mileage, so that may even be buying more fuel to try to get to work. That so I would suggest, and I know it's been told me before, oh, we don't do that, you know, we've always done it this way. But everybody doesn't do it that way, but I know the county does, and a lot of businesses do give a percentage. But I would like to see on here at these different percentages what the dollar amount is actually going to cost the county. I know it, maybe I'm overlooking it, but it shows how much we're saving, but it doesn't show what the cost of the county is going to be for the total COLA package at these different percentages. And I would like to see that number divided by the number of employees we've got and everybody given the same dollar amount. Because I'm not going to be in favor of stealing from the poor to give to the rich. And I think that's basically what we're doing with the straight percentage, is taking from the lower paid income employees and giving it to the higher income if you're giving them a percent. It may not be popular because most of the people that are making the decision are the higher income people, but I think it's the proper way to take care of our employees. So, my humble opinion, but it will affect my vote. Thank you.
Thanks, just Jaren.
You were right, 3.2. That's 3.2.
Thanks, John.
You know, there are, you know, I feel like there are some other conservative moves that we make in our budgeting process. You know, we hold back 12% instead of 10%. And that's a difference of about $367,000 in the budget. You know, that's the first conservative step we take when budgeting. And I think another conservative step we take is withholding that million, you know, and does that increase at some point in time? Maybe we have the opportunity to increase that, because you're right. Like, we have to focus some more priorities on the upkeep of our buildings and maintenance, so we're not in these jail and courthouse situations that we're in today, 20 years down the road with other stuff. Yeah, those are some of the other steps that we take in the right direction to try to pull things back. But thank you both. Mr. Sanson.
I'm just going to kind of speak on how we came up. I think I'm the one that suggested the 6% COLA. So I'm going to defend that, and where we didn't just say 6%. There we go. So at the end of last year, okay, this is going into 2023, We looked at a lot of salaries and did some salary surveys versus Saline County, and we were very far behind. And we had not done a good job by keeping our salaries up. We had a lot of 1% and much less than COLA for for the 7 or 8 years I was here. So we did a great job last year getting those salaries where they needed to be. Then we did a 4% COLA, where the CPI, I believe, was roughly about 7 to 8%. And then we're going to see about another 4% CPI increase this year. And I'm talking about October to October. Those are the numbers I work off of. We did 4%, and I said, if we can handle a 6%, that gets us 10% COLA increase since we got everybody lined out, okay? That's still behind the 11 or 12% there is. That's where those numbers come from, what we could afford in trying to keep up with the CPI. Now, it's not my call on what y'all vote for. You know, lower COLA, more money to capital improvement, that's y'all's call. Y'all make the priority. Y'all prioritize. Is it salary, employee salaries that we prioritize, or is it building new things or keeping up new things or whatever it is? So I don't want anybody to think, hey, we just come up with a 6% number and that's where we are. Mm-hmm. Okay? We're trying to keep up. Justice Kendrick has asked me to do some work on salary grade stuff, and I have, and we are still behind Saline County. You've seen the numbers, you know. And where we are versus City of Conway, I have no idea. But we're trying to, what I'm trying to do is keep county salaries competitive in this market. And so that's the only thing I want to say, and y'all make the decision. I'm just telling you where I come from on that. And if you have any questions for me, please shoot them to me.
Perfect. Thank you, Mr. Chase. And the goal of this was not to necessarily bring up the vote to change the COLA that we've been in here. I just wanted to provide the information that we had, since we were kind of talking about the overall budget at the end of our last meeting and talking about our concerns with the overall budget. That's always a point of conversation as well. Do we change the COLA to make up for the deficit? But then, like I said, I have my sheet here that I explained to y'all that I'm comfortable with where we're at in the $4.5 million in budget requests today because of the reasons that I laid out. Does that make sense? Good. Okay. More questions from the committee?
Yeah, if I can ask the county treasurer this question, and it's probably a nod. Are you comfortable with 6% giving the budget
currently? So when I said I'm comfortable with 6%, that was when we did the COLA numbers before we saw the below the line ask, okay? And I believe that number was like 13.8 million. I'm more comfortable in the 14 to 14.2. I'll be still okay in the 14 to 14.2 million. And what I'm saying, comfortable, okay, that's taking what we're going to revenue versus what we're likely to spend. Does that make sense? Because we want to be close there, right? We don't want to make a lot more than we spend, and we don't want to spend a lot more than we make. We want to be kind of in that comfort zone, right? 1 or 2 or 3 or 4% of where we are. Going to have a good carryover. Going to have roughly $5 million in carryover. I think the revenue is going to, I'm not looking at it right now, roughly $14 million in revenue. You know, if we can budget right along that amount, when you take the 7% that we typically don't spend in the budget, that equals $980,000, I believe, and that's pretty much what we're going to roll over to capital improvement. So these numbers are rough. Y'all know that. I do my very best to make the best guess possible, using all the data we can. But once again, they're guesses. You know, we take past data and we put it together and hope to come up with as good as possible. We've been $600,000 in the good. We've been $600,000 in the bad on rollover before. But you move on and you take that and you try to do it a little bit different, a little bit better. So there's no guarantees on this stuff when we go forward. We're just trying to make the best decisions with the information that we have. Does anybody, does that answer your question?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes.
Just like Scott said, I'm trying to kind of take this information and shape it in a way that makes sense for us to be able to understand and for us to make decisions and then for the full court to make decisions when this budget comes before them.
And that's one of the things I try to work to do is make it as simple as I can for y'all to understand, okay? And sometimes it may get a little too complex. If you have a question, please give me a call. I'll explain it the best I can. We can go as deep as you want or as shallow as you want. But Anyway, I just, like I said, I wanted to let y'all know where I was coming from when I said the 6% and what kind of dollar amount it came up to. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Committee has no more questions or comments on this. We'll roll into our regularly scheduled packet.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we approve Fund 3400 Emergency Squad, Department 0520, Emergency Squad.
A second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second for the Emergency Squad. This looks like a fairly flat budget besides insurance. Justice, do you have any questions or points of discussion on this budget?
They are funded out of their own fund, correct?
They are the emergency, yes. I'm glad you, the emergency squad is funded by a voluntary tax, just like the animal shelter, soil conservation, museum, I believe, others.
Is there anyone here from the emergency squad? I'm going to apologize for my ignorance, but can you tell me a little bit about what all you guys have done this year?
Do you just want our like mission to know what we do? Yeah. And actually, I was hoping to meet y'all soon, because I know there's a lot of new faces here, to kind of go over more in detail. But we have four key areas that we serve the county, and we have since the early 70s. Way before I was on. I've been on for 13 years now. But our four key areas are really water, rescue, search and rescue, medical, and communications. So those are our areas where we help support the county fire departments and the sheriff's office around the county when we have individuals that are lost on the Cabin Creek to, you know, we had a call just the other night for a six-year-old that turned up missing and needed help getting found. So that's what we use the funds for, making sure that we have the appropriate tools and tooling for the work that we're doing.
Maybe I'm missing it. I appreciate what you do, sir, by the way. Maybe I'm missing on the sheet, but how much do you guys get on average for the volunteer tax yearly?
I don't have that exact number. I'm fairly due. But I think it comes around to 80.
Am I missing it?
Projection sheet.
Oh, I think it comes around to 87 or 88.
Who would have so many sheets?
I know, we got sheets galore. This projects, this is a projected revenue of $93,000.
$552,000.
So just for y'all, one thing you notice, you know, the fund bat, so, you know, the budget request last year, I guess, was around $211,000 here. But if $210,000, but if you go back and look at your statement of operations report, they used about 17% of their budget. So they're not, you know, fully utilizing their budget, which is why you could probably see a large, like, you know, $500,000 in their fund balance. That makes sense.
And I can speak to that if y'all had questions around that.
Now, what can you tell us about that?
So a lot of, over the past few years especially, the spending's been a little gun shy after some of the, with change in leadership, we switched through commanders and some officers. We have a few projects that we're working on. We need at least two new vehicles to help support the fleet and be able to haul the equipment and everything that we need throughout the county. We're working on establishing a drone program that was going to be our focus next year, was fully diving into the drone program. We got stymied on that because of the laws and everything that went into effect. We had to find out, you know, where we are in the legal issue of, you know, with the drones, where we can buy them, whether because all the drones from China were banned for government agencies. And then this year, I've been working since June on trying to get us an amphibious vehicle to improve our water and search and rescue capabilities. That's about $90,000 right there. We're still waiting on a bid application to be approved so that we could move that forward. We would hope that we could do that before the end of the year. If that rolls over into next year, we'll have to evaluate that against our priorities, because we are still trying to stay within that budget. Even though we have, you know, a surplus, we've been fairly conservative throughout the years to make sure that we have the funding that we need for what we need.
Just to give our new members some just historical context of like what Mr. Smith was talking about in the past, we had a, just speaking from my time on the court, you know, it may have been my first year on the court. I don't exactly remember. The emergency squad came under some findings through legislative audit. There were some issues there. There were some investigations done. There was a lot of equipment situation that happened. I'm not certain on all the specific details, but that's when the old commander left and they kind of had a change out of leadership. So the squad is a 501c3. Is that right? C4, C3, C9?
I don't believe we're C3.
Okay.
Because we're not tax exempt.
There's some sort of entity governed by a board of directors. Now, you think, okay, well, that's nice and easy. But what's tricky there is that an ordinance passed in 1974 or something like that gives the sheriff financial maybe responsibility or authority over the emergency squad. And so it's almost a tricky situation for him to be in to have financial authority and responsibility over the emergency squad, but not have any ability to have a say in the operations of the emergency squad, right? So it's like someone's running something that you have to be kind of responsible for those funds, but you don't have any say in it. So it's a precarious situation that I think we've started to just kind of work on and provide a little more clarity and a little more clear paths, I guess, you know. But that's not us working on it. We're just here to help legislatively when we need to. So anyways, that's just some historical, and like I said, squad was created in the 70s probably to really fill a large need, a gap that our volunteer fire departments, most of which probably weren't even established back then, so they were serving a big need that our volunteer fire departments weren't covering.
So how often would you say you guys have calls, like a monthly?
We get a few calls a month. A lot of that is strictly around, you know, search and rescue and water rescue. You know, that has toned down, as he was saying, historically, you know, we played the role of having the HERSH tools, the extrication tools for the county, and we help distribute those around and being the ambulance service of the county. But we have, like I said, two to three calls a month typically, and then we also do events and medical standby, as well as we've extended our arm into supporting, you know, things such as our child ID project that we do, where we go out to many of the children's events, the county fair. You'll see us out there where we're actually doing free IDs for the kids with pictures, all their information, all that free to the public, you know, able to improve that. And then we're also starting to do the county fire IDs as well for the different departments, since OEM is no longer covering that.
Thank you, sir.
Any other questions from the court? Just Strain, any questions? Who's going? All right. All in favor of the motion to approve 3400.0520, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Make a motion we approve Fund 3528, Department 0403, Circuit Court, 3rd Division.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. This is that grant-funded position that we did. And that's all it is. I think it's
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
If I may, the treasurer and I visited with Judge Clausen this afternoon. They haven't hired the person yet.
Okay.
They put the position in with HR for advertising this afternoon. Their thought was they were going to do the interviews, find the person they like to see if they want to be full-time or part-time. At that point, they'll come back and ask to amend those zeros to fit what they need.
So how much of this, because this is only a $7,000 request, what does this get us till?
No, this should be all zeros. Sorry, I may be looking at something.
Okay, it's got some numbers in there.
Mm-hmm.
But the budget at the top says zero.
Yeah, the far right-hand column is the differences between what they appropriated for this year, which they haven't
spent
because they haven't hired anybody.
I see that. I'm looking at the wrong thing.
The grant was for $50,000, so they don't have the whole grant
picture. Okay. Okay. Any questions, Justices?
No, sir.
All in favor of the motion to approve 3528.0403, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? All right.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we approve out of Fund 1000 County General Department 0400 County Sheriff.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second, and I think really all we're going to see in this fund, I'm not going to ask you what you do. I'm not. Yeah, could join us. Join us. Find the microphone that works.
We thought Mr. Chairperson brought a lot of places that work. Miss
Angie. Really all that you'll see, all that's in this one is personnel. That's all this budget is right here. So all these increases you see are the COLA. Do you have any questions on this one? All in favor of the motion to approve 1000.0400, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Make a motion we approve to fund 1000 County General Department 0418 County Jail.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Besides personnel in this one, the only other thing we have is other professional services, and that amount entails the contract half.
It's actually approximately 42% out of the contract.
42% of the contract for jail medical. For the medical services, we contract with a company to provide medical services to our inmates. We used to have our own doctor. I'll give a little historical. We used to have our own doctor. There was a whole conversation. They went around the whole county, could not find another doctor that would do this, that would put their license on the line to deal with inmates and the medical associated with that. So that's why we had to turn to contracting this out. And the other 60-whatever percent is funded out of criminal justice sales tax. So just so y'all know, besides the various other little 3,000 fund budgets that they deal with, the bulk of their funding comes from county general and criminal justice sales tax. Any questions on 0418?
On the overtime and line item 1005, that's going from 90,000 to 135,000, which is a difference of the 45,000. Can you explain a little bit about what that is exactly and why that's so much?
Yes, ma'am. So currently, we had to come before the court, I believe it was maybe July or August, and we reported on all of our usage of our overtime and part-time and where we could move money or if we needed to appropriate more money. And this year, we have added $45,000 to our current appropriation. So our current appropriation for this year is $135,000. And when I ran a report today, we have used 90.5% of that. And we have 3 pay periods left. So we most likely are going to utilize all of that money. And part of the reason is because of being shorthanded. And this is in the jail. I believe the last time I looked at the numbers, we were short 20 positions right now in the jail, and that's throughout rank, not just officers. So that's part of the reason, because there has to be shift coverage. And then another reason is when we when I budget, our budgets at least, I use past, predict, future. And so, and so doing so, if the COLAs are put in after or at the very end of the year, like they have been, it's based off the previous year's salaries. So your overtime is going to be increased also. So that's one of the reasons. So we're just asking to add and to make the request for next year $135,000, which is exactly where the appropriation is currently for this year. But like I said, most likely in December, you're going to be hearing from us about multiple of our overtime line items.
And it's the same as it is this year because of the amendment that we made to the budget, to y'all's budget back in August, correct?
I think it was July or August. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that's what the current amended budget shows is $135,000 right now.
Ms. Woolley, just a question. Can you talk about the addition of $126,000 to pay for jail medical?
Yes.
Where did that live last year?
So, let me find the right page. So, in our current year's budget, well, first off, there was an increase to our medical contract. Usually, contracts like that, annual contracts, there's always an inflation increase. And so there's a 5% increase, and I did not have the contract renewal at the time that we submitted our budgets, but that's what the increase was the year before, so that's what I went ahead and built in, and that's what it ended up landing at was 5%. So that's a part of the reason, and right now, currently, we budget that out of three funding sources, which for current year is out of county the department we're speaking about, out of County General, and then also out of criminal justice sales tax, and then also out of our jail operations and maintenance fund, which is 3017. And this year we are, double check myself before I say it out loud. I remember 3017, our food cost. And so I'm budgeting all of our, I believe all of our food costs out of that line item. Possibly. Hold on. I'm trying to keep it all together.
That's
just
fine.
One second.
Good. Yeah,
I'm sorry, I misspoke. Let me backtrack. So, it's been a minute since I turned these in, so I can't remember. Okay, so I call it plug and play. Every year I look to see what can be placed in what position or in what fund to decide if it, you know, is it meets the available to appropriate, and if it's within the standards of the statutes that are for all the special funding and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so this year, instead of budgeting out of three funding sources for the medical contract, we are budgeting out of County General and then our special fund, jail maintenance and operation,
jail operations and maintenance.
We are not budgeting for the medical contract out of criminal justice this year because we were putting that whole other part, the other half, on the jail operations and maintenance. I'm sorry. So you'll see that line item when you do get over to that budget in criminal justice sales tax for the jails department, the $3,009 is actually zeroed out because it's been brought over and increased over on the other side and then also on the county general side.
So I just did the math real quick. It looks like our jail medical, is it $693,000 a year?
$693,587.16.
Yeah.
Is this a change that happens often? Like, that's a pretty dramatic change. Did it change like this a year ago from the year before that?
It's an annual contract that renews January 1st. And it last year, our contract renewal letter had a 5% increase on it.
So that's what the 5% equates to?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Probably should ask it like that.
No, it's okay.
But thank you.
You're welcome.
Justice, do y'all have any more questions around the sheriff's office?
Before we move on, I do want to make a comment. And I've spoken with both of you previously about the amount of overtime is concerning to me. It has been for a long time. I actually went and spent an evening in the detention center just to see exactly what our detention officers did and why their turnover was probably so high. I hope that it concerns the court as well, that their turnover is so high, and that we would, as we move forward, I've spoken with Chief Deputy Woolley and also the sheriff about some of the different programs that are available, and we spoke with the TCE programs with Greenbrier that maybe we could create some things in the high school with their technical career education programs and having a law enforcement side that would kind of move forward and start some of their training while they're in high school, and then they could move on forward and perhaps even a retention plan. And I would really like, that's something I would really like to see investigated and brought forward. I'd rather see money spent retaining our office, trained officers that we have, and instead of having to put so much on overtime.
And we had the conversation, I feel like, in the years past that, you know, these jail folks were like, you know, 29, 30, 31, you know, and maybe that was a issue. But, you know, now they're going to be up to 40, you know, and so it doesn't seem to be the issue, you know. So maybe it's just the nature of the work. I wouldn't do it if you paid me $80,000 a year. So that, you know. So anyways,
And that's all I have.
Yeah. I know it's that something y'all deal with too and you struggle with. So it's just the search for a solution. Now I gotta wake it up. All right. Any more questions, comments? All in favor of the motion to approve 1000.0418, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Mr. Chair, make a motion we approve out of Fund 1000 County General Department 0433 Jail Juvenile Grant.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any questions or comments on Jail Juvenile Grant? I'm assuming that's a grant from the name. So
it is a grant. We get, we receive approximately, it's around $20,700 annually. So it doesn't pay for a full half, and it's just a portion of it. So that's why it's a department built in within County General. The check is revenued into a special fund and then transferred, and you'll see that in your projection sheet that it's a transfer from that 3506, I believe is the fund number, to bring that grant funding over to help support that position.
Justice, any questions? Okay. Motion to approve, or all in favor of the motion to approve 1000.0433, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Make a motion we approve at a fund 1005 CARES Act Department 0407 Sheriff's Reserve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. This is just zeroing out this budget. If y'all remember, we funded out of CARES Act. I don't remember the exact amount, but for the Sheriff's Reserve for squad for some radios. All in favor of the motion to approve 1005.0407, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Make a motion we approve out of Fund 1801 Commissary, Department 0426 Commissary.
Second.
All right. You guys, any discussion on this? This is like a, sorry, I'm trying to get my microphone to work. This is a pass-through fund. We buy food. The inmates buy it from us. We use that money to buy more food for them to buy from us.
Beautiful.
There you go. That's about it in a nutshell, right?
Yes, it's not just food, but
yeah, not just food,
yes,
but yeah,
it's phone usage things as well.
Yeah, phone cards, calling cards. Any questions? All in favor of the motion to approve 1801.0426, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? All right.
Make a motion to approve out of Fund 1810, Capital Improvements, Department 0418, County Jail.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. We initially made this appropriation, I don't know how many years ago. It was not ever really acted upon, or, you know, this is another example. We can appropriate money all day long, but the county judge does not have to spend it. And so this is... this is money we appropriated for architectural drawing, I believe, of the county jail. Now, since the passage of our resolution and ARP money, we're probably going to actually make this dream come true. And this is just moving the money into the architectural line item so we can appropriately spend it.
This $90,000 was originally appropriated in July 2020.
2020. There you go. We're on our fourth year. So we will be on a fourth here. Any questions? All in favor of the motion to approve 1810.0418, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'll make a motion we approve out of Fund 3007, Sheriff's Automation, Department 0438, Sheriff's Automation.
Second.
Any questions on this one?
What type of supplies are we talking about?
It's just general office supplies. So the revenue for that special fund is made up of our collections from selling or people purchasing police reports or accident reports and things like that. So we use it for general office supply purposes to just replenish.
And I guess the $600 difference is just the cost of things going up?
I look at our expenses as a whole for office supplies, just like I was saying before, just like the medical contract, and see where we can plug and play.
Gotcha.
And try to maximize our available funding and specialized funds first before we look elsewhere. And so when I looked at that fund and tried to come up with my own projection of what will be available, that's where I set that amount of funding at.
Anything else? All in favor of the motion to approve 3007.0438, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion we approve out of Fund 3015, Drug Control, Department 0425. Drug
Second.
Control.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any questions or comments? So this is going down. We don't have any projected revenue. So whatever revenue source this is gone away.
It's not gone away. It fluctuates. It's not a reoccurring, you know, thing that we can always count on. So they're from drug forfeiture cases. So it's by a case-by-case basis. And we're allotted a certain percentage on certain cases when they go through the court process. And so we had some built up, and so we're dwindling down to very little right now. But like I said, it just depends on when the cases, you know, land out, when we'll get the money. So
Any questions? All in favor of the motion to approve 3015.0425, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Make a motion we approve to fund 3017 jail operations and maintenance fund, department 0439, jail operations and maintenance.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second here.
So this is the 58% of the medical contract. Just to clarify.
This revenue comes from booking fees.
Jail fines.
Jail fines.
Some people call them fees.
Jail fines and fees. And or fees. Any questions? All in favor of the motion to approve 3017.0439, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Mr. Chair, make a motion we approve out of the budget, out of fund 3018, County Detention Facility Fund, Department 0437, County Detention Facility.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Is this the, where does this revenue source come from?
Booking fees.
Booking fees, there we go. There's one behind. Common carrier, does that mean like driving people around?
It's, we pay for a prisoner transport service out of the common carrier line item.
Driving people around.
So is the, there's a 30,000, 14 more just from wear and tear of stuff and things like that, or?
So we're actually paying a contract labor. It's not an actual contract. We just outsource some of our prisoner transport if it's too long of a distance or our employees can't go with them. There's different criteria, and each case-by-case is analyzed to find out what's better, if it's our employees that go get them or if it's the contract, or we outsource it to this company. And so this year I'm budgeting a total amount of $50,000, and $30,000 will come out of criminal justice, and then $30,000 will come out of this, $20,000 out of criminal justice. I hate to even say it out loud. We've had problems with expense with this increasing solidly in years past, where we've had to increase this a lot, but as of right now, seeing sort of a downturn with that, and that's one reason why I'm able to increase this budget this year, is because at this point, let me double check myself before I say it out loud. At this point, I have not budgeted any of the $16,000 that's budgeted for this year out of this line item. I've used the portion that I had in criminal justice first. And so I've set that aside, and if we utilize all of our available budgeted in criminal justice, then I'll go and have to start using this. But hopefully I won't, and then I'll have the additional money to build that for next year.
Would building the jail over there help with these costs a little bit?
This, like I said, common carrier is paying for that outsourced, and so these are people that are usually out of state.
Okay.
Okay. So it's not going to change anything. Okay. It has to do more with extraditions and things like that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was my question. Good.
I'm good.
All right.
You too.
Good day. All right. All in favor of the motion to approve 3018.0437, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I make a motion we approve at a fund 3046 American Rescue Plan Fund, Department 0418, County Jail.
Second.
All right, just so y'all remember, this came before us on the first night, and we pushed it back to tonight because we said we didn't have the money, or, you know, we wanted to take $90,000 out of this and to give us a better reserve in ARP. Now, that $90,000 is coming out of this and going into probably County General. I don't necessarily know where else it can go. Do y'all have an idea of where else it can go? No other ideas? Okay.
my memory serves, that was to help the buffer, what's left over.
Moving that 90,000 out of this budget was to help the buffer in the American Rescue Plan Fund, was to bolster that reserve that we wanted to hold at about $150,000. But that includes moving this over to County General, this 90,000. This is the mental health portion of the contract, and it'll be really up to us and the sheriff's office to evaluate next year before the contract is signed whether or not we want to continue to fund this, because ARP monies will be gone, and so we'll need to make that decision on whether or not we can afford to keep funding mental health. There's no doubt that it's probably a huge benefit, but it's just, is it a benefit that we can afford to provide?
So is that something we would talk about a year from now?
And maybe a little less than a year from now. When did y'all sign this contract?
I have a copy. So it was filed on October 16th to renew to go into effect for January 1.
For January 1.
So 11 months.
So in October, or before October, we'll have a meeting and talk about it, right?
Yes, we received the letter, if I remember right, right around the 1st of October.
Okay. So, any advice from, let's see, well, I guess first we can motion to amend this one down by $90,000. Any advice on where we put it after that, or how we go about putting it somewhere new?
That be a Scott question?
I don't know if Scott's here.
In his office on the back here.
I mean, do we need to create a new budget, I guess, for that 90,000 if we move it into County General?
Just my recommendation, because it's a jail expense, I would just ask that you go back to Department 0418 in County General and increase the line item 3009 by 90,000, because then I know it's jail related and it's specific and it's in the same.
Yeah, that's
line
the
item.
That's the budget it would be in.
Yes.
Which line?
3009 other personal services, professional services.
Okay, do we understand what we're doing?
Almost.
Almost? Okay, whoever wants to motion away can motion away.
Make a motion that we move 90,000 from 0418 County Jail to
American Rescue.
So 418 to the County General category of 3009. Sorry for the long delay. Second.
Okay.
Sorry.
Just to be clear, the motion was to move 90,000 from 0418 Fund 3046 to 0418 Fund 1000 line item 3009. That was the motion.
Thank you.
Is that a proper motion, Mr. Counselor?
Proper motion.
Okay. Make sure. All in favor of the motion to amend, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. We got that accomplished. And now just a reminder, whatever sheets we looked at earlier tonight with the County General numbers, that's now going to go up by $90,000. To amend our overall County General numbers there. All right, do y'all have any more questions on, and just some context around that. With the conversation of, is this something we can afford next year or not? You know, if the answer is no, then we can look at that 90,000 as like a one-time, we can put it into that one-time expenditure category. in that conversation that we were having earlier. If the answer is yes, then, you know, we are going to continue to provide these services, and we have to account on most likely taking the entire 180 out of county general or shoving it into criminal justice sales tax. We'd have to figure out how we're going to fund that. So, question? All right. All in favor of the motion to approve 3046.0418, say aye.
Aye.
All right, any opposed?
Make a motion we approve the budget for out of fund 3405, Federal Drug Forfeiture, Department 0424, Federal Drug Forfeiture.
Second.
All right. I think this is probably the same story as the last one we asked about.
Yes. These are just from federal drug forfeiture cases. We keep them separated.
Jess, is any questions or comments on this one? All right. All in favor of the motion to approve 3405.0424, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? All
right. Make a motion to approve the budget out of fund 3407, Criminal Justice Sales Tax, Department 0421, Criminal Justice Sales Tax, County Jail.
Second.
A lot going on in this one. Mm-hmm. Justice Coates, you mentioned overtime in the last one. You know, this one has the same story. Earlier this year, we went in and amended their overtime line item to add $135,000 to their overtime line item. This report, which was ran November 13th, I don't know what today is. Today's the 16th. 3 days ago, shows that overtime line being 88% used through this year. 88%.
So what would be, is if it's 88% now, I'm guessing you're going to get closer to 100% as we end the year?
Oh, yes, sir. I believe so. We have 30 pay periods left, and we are trending just over, because it's 88.89%, and we should be at 88.46%. And with being down 20 positions in the jail, I have no doubt that we'll spend it or need an adjustment to cover the very tail end of it.
It's also my guess, some of these, like, supplies, 70,000 more, that it's just prices being going up, I'm guessing.
So... yes, prices going up, and I've talked about this in years past in our budget. So there's some line items, janitorial supplies and chemicals and cleaning, that kind of fluctuate, you know, depending on how things are worded or coded, you know, what vendor we buy them from, where it comes from. But yes, prices have increased when it comes to those kind of items. So that's where some of that increase is. Our food contract, I just sent it over to Phillip's office. We got our contract renewal letter from them, and I believe, I think it was a 6% increase, if I remember, if I recall correctly. So that's one reason why, and I'm not 100% sure that that'll cover it, because that also is based on headcount. So we pay a lesser price per meal if we have a higher headcount. And there's a cap, but I believe, if I remember right now, we're paying right over a dollar a meal per inmate, and I believe next year it's like $1.06 if we stay around the same headcount, if I remember right. So,
it's good information.
But if you have questions about any other specific line items, I can try to answer as well.
Just any more questions on this one? All in favor of the motion to approve fund 3407.0421, say aye.
Aye.
All right, opposed.
Make a motion we approve the budget out of fund 3407, criminal justice sales tax, department 0436, deputies, dispatchers.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second here. Biggest cost in this one looks to be vehicles just across the board. Fuel, lubricants, parts and repairs for vehicles, and vehicles.
It has not been a fun year for vehicle repairs, let me tell you. And I may be coming back to see y'all next month in reference to that. I do have pending invoices that I need to pay for some vehicle equipment. So that's where some of the money that's left over in capital outlay is from in our current budget. But those costs are increasing for next year. Chief can speak to what the state bid vehicles are now going at and all of that because he deals with that. I just pay the fuel when it comes to when they come in. So, but yes, our vehicle maintenance also, prices are increasing and things are breaking down more quickly. So, and then fuel increase, you know, that's
just cuts. Any questions or comments on this budget?
No, sir.
All right. All in favor of the motion to approve 3407.0436, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Make a motion to approve the budget out of Fund 3407, Criminal Justice Sales Tax, Department 0445, Cops Grant.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Just some history on this. This was a grant that we took on, and they funded the position for 3 years, and it was on us to fund the positions fully for a year, 1 year after that. Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That 1 year will end June of next year.
There you go. So that 1 year ends next year. So we'll see, and then it's just up to us on whether we can, and it's kind of broke out in this budget, but I assume that this budget would probably be absorbed into one of the other budgets, probably next year in the budgeting session.
So the grant ends?
Well, the grant ended.
The reimbursement period ended June this year.
But they require us to fund these positions for a full year after that ended. So that's what this is. Any questions on this one? All right. All in favor of the motion to approve 3407.0445, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Make a motion to approve the budget out of Fund 3513 JAG Grant, Department 0513 JAG Grant.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on JAG grant? It says zero. All in favor of the motion to approve 3513.0513, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
What is this one?
It stands for Local Law Enforcement Block Grant.
I'm going to say LL. Say the other thing. Make a motion we approve the budget request out of Fund 3516 LLEBG Grant, Department 0445 LLEBG Grant.
Second, I guess.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Any questions or comments? Zeros. All in favor of the motion to approve 3516.0445, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Mr. Chair, make a motion we approve the budget out of Fund 3526 Public Safety Equipment Grant Fund at Department 0400, Sheriff.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Another one with zeros. Any questions or comments? All in favor of the motion to approve 3526.0400, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
What is this one, the ARO? Or
that's that grant.
That's the
grant,
okay.
That y'all just appropriated in September for the opioid response team.
Okay.
Make a motion we approve the budget out of Fund 3527 AROORP ORT Fund, Department 0450 AROORP ORT.
Sure.
Second.
All right, this, like I said, this is the grant we approved last month, I believe. It wasn't too long ago. Any questions on this one?
Yes,
all in favor of the motion to approve 3527.0450, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Make a motion to approve the budget out of Fund 1002 Health Insurance, Department 0121 Health Insurance.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second here. I could not begin to explain to you our health insurance for the county and how it works, but I'm sure Mr. Anderson could give a very small, short explanation.
I can. We're self-funded. That means we pay our own claims. However, we have a reinsurance carrier that covers us when we get to a certain point of expenses. The actuaries determine what that maximum exposure can be, and then we pay for the insurance for coverage above that. We instituted a requirement, our insurance is technically $50 a month, but if you get your annual health screening, it's free. You get $50 a month discount. And so that's helped us keep our costs down by identifying conditions that can turn into big expenses. Before they turn into big expenses, we can adjust or actually talk to the person through our insurance third-party administrator, and they help them overcome the condition. So it's been pretty flat the last couple of years. This is the fund that we transfer the money from the payroll accounts into this to pay our bills for health insurance. It's been pretty flat. It's just up $51,000, which is pretty small. That's about as brief as I can be. Any questions, members? All in favor of the motion to approve Fund 1002.0121, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. We're down to our last one here.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the budget out of Fund 1000 County General, Department 0107, Quorum Court.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Just so y'all have an idea of what's going on here, under part-time salaries, you see JP's line item at 110, committee meetings, 33,000. You know, we have our current per diems. We've talked about adjusting those per diems to put them in line with other Class 6 counties, to put them in line with the percentages that our elected officials are at. We can make that decision on whether or not we want to do that. Earlier this year, we passed an ordinance to put more money into meals and lodging and travel, because you'll see we don't have a travel line item on here. And that was to allow two members to go to the AAC conference that was up in Rogers. I went to that, and I think it was great, and I would encourage us all to go if we wanted to, because it was a good experience. So that's something that it's in August, I believe. So when it comes around to that, we would need to make the decision on whether or not we want to put money into this budget to be able to attend that meeting. don't know if we could also put money in this budget to have new microphones. That's an option. I don't know what Justice Higgins, Administrator Higgins' plan is for our setup in here. They might have that money tucked away in something else. I'm not for sure about that. But really, this is our budget that we get to set and determine. Margaret did ask me to, we need to make a motion to approve, or we need to make a motion to put more money into the advertising and publications line item. We need to get that up to $10,000. That's basically the advertising, our ordinances and our agendas and stuff as required by state law in the newspaper. Now, that is going to change, and maybe we think 2025, we're not sure. We were talking about it earlier, couldn't remember. But they changed the law where I think we can post it on the website, and the website
is enough.
Yeah, so that number probably will go down substantially or away eventually as we trend that direction.
Well, I only have to publish like the ordinance number, and then there's an ordinance, and it's on the website.
So okay.
The cost will go significantly
down.
For publications regarding Quorum Court.
Okay.
It won't go down regarding the collector's office. It'll be a few more years for hers to go down.
Okay. So would someone like to make a motion to change line item 3040 from 9,000 to 10,000?
I'd like to make a motion to change line item 3040 from $9,000 to $10,000.
Second.
All right, any discussion on the motion to amend? All in favor of the motion to amend, say aye.
Aye.
All right.
And other than that, everything would stay the same for this upcoming year.
Everything.
$33,000, but that would stay the same.
On what section? What are you talking about?
The committee meetings.
So it depends on what we want to look at changing the per diem to. Right now, the per diem for committee meetings is $125 per committee. So $125 times 12 months of the year times 13 members is $19,500. So, and plus, you know, we have all sat here and have five extra committee meetings. So there's enough money there. And really, and I want to tell the if you go on AAC and publications, and every year they set minimums and maximums for our constitutional officers or our elected officials' salaries, and that goes up by 3% a year. It's the same for the maximum amount that JPs can be paid. So JPs can be paid by state law a maximum of $13,100 a year. And that's the new updated numbers. So we could, if we wanted to, take that JP's line item and do 13,100 times, 12 months? Or no, it would just be times 13 justices. Equals $170,000. So what, and then we'd minus the equals $137,000. So we could bump that up to know that we're covered and that we've allocated all that we can possibly spend, because we can't spend that much more on ourselves. You know, we can't earn more than that. That will be the maximum amount that we could earn throughout the entire year. Does that make sense?
You've lost me, to be honest. Okay.
That's why I always ask that question. So each JP, per state law, can only earn, for our size county, can only earn $13,100 per year.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take that number and times it by 13, mm-hmm. it equals $170,300. So in theory, if we took the JP's line item and put it at $170,300, we are appropriating the maximum amount that we could get paid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just it. When that money runs out, that money runs out. Now, the reason I say I wouldn't appropriate it all into the JP's line item is because we have a separate line item for committee meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just subtract the $33,000 out of the committee meetings line item.
Mm-hmm. And so that would raise our per diem up for meetings and?
That's a good point. So making that adjustment does not necessarily raise our per diems, because currently our per diems are set in a completely separate ordinance. So we would have to amend that ordinance if we wanted to change our per diems.
So this would just allocate the money in case that's changed.
This is just allocating the money in case that's changed. It's really allocating the maximum amount of money that we could earn. Because there's other ways. Our per diem could be $300 a meeting, but if we met 27 times a year, you know, yeah, then you could reach that maximum amount, irregardless of what your per diem is. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It's just a formula.
So we can put this in the budget, but then when it comes time to start working on the ordinance, that will go through personnel, or we'll have to do that too?
We can do that. It's up to us. It's up to however we want to do it. We could do it, and personnel could be mad at us for doing it, or personnel could do it, and we could do it.
You only have to do personnel if you're creating a new position. If you're not creating,
yeah.
Okay.
And we don't necessarily have to change it either. You know, we can leave it alone. That's just the point of conversation.
We don't have to also go to the max either.
We don't have to go to the max. I think we do want to go ahead though and add a travel line item to this budget just in case one or more people go to the AAC conference. That travel line item's got to be in there to pay for expense reimbursement for travel if y'all want to do that.
Would that not be lodging?
No, there's a specific line item for travel that we don't have. That is not in this budget. That was in the ordinance that we appropriated earlier in the year.
Travel is out of 30-30. That would be mileage.
And it was just $200. That's all. So if we want to make a motion to add $200 to the travel line item, we can do that to cover AAC travel.
I'll make a motion to add the $200 to the 30-30 travel line item.
Second.
All right, y'all have any commentary on that or questions on the motion to amend? Yes.
So, Mr. Chair, just some color on that. You may ask why it hasn't been there in the past. When I was going to AAC meetings as the president of the Quorum Court Association, and the main difference was as a member of the AAQC board and the AAC board, they paid for that travel for me.
Okay.
So the difference is the two JPs that you guys are talking about potentially sending, since they're not on the board, that would be paid for by the county.
Questions on that? All right, all in favor of the motion to amend, say aye.
Aye.
All right, any opposed? All right, so we amended that motion. Do y'all have any other questions or comments or any other changes or anything you want to talk about in our quorum court budget at all? Administrator Higgins, can you speak to any possible changes? We've talked about it a lot, to the video electronic. Is all that done, or do we need to expect any more? Do we need to put any money in this for that?
Nice shirt there. So I have a couple of thoughts on that. So primarily, we anticipate next month, and you may want to talk about ARP. And so we have $1 million set aside in our resolution for this building specifically. And so my intent at this point is to utilize that money as we do retrofit of this building to also include the sound system. Now, if we want to do something sooner, we can appropriate money. But honestly, I think we could probably do it out of that ARP money. We would be just fine. I mean, I've already sent a text. We'll have you a different microphone Tuesday night.
I might just have to sit somewhere else Tuesday night.
it can follow you around.
Jess, is any questions?
Yeah, I'd like to make the motion that we change the appropriation amount for 2024 on the 110,000 line item to be 137.3.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Where did the 137.3 come from?
taking the maximum, uh-huh. it's taking the maximum that we could get paid and subtracting the $33,000. And that's where the 137.3 comes from. So like I said, we would be appropriating the maximum we could ever get paid, but this is not necessarily raising the per diem, because that would have to be done in a separate move.
Just making sure, what was your maximum number, Tyler?
It was 13.1.
That's not right.
Okay, what's right?
Oh. 14,458.
So I was behind a year.
There's a 10%. Normally it's 3% every year, and the legislature passed a 1-year 10% due to inflation last year or whatever. Yeah. So I think I called or had Ashley call AAC, and 14,458 was the number that they gave us for 2024.
Okay.
Y'all make whatever decision you want. I just want to make sure I'm telling you what the law is. That's my job. I think the maximum the law allows is 14,458.
So that's 187,954 minus 33,000 equals 154,954.
We still have a motion on
the table. But we still have a motion on the table, and there has not been a second, so the original motion dies for a lack of a second. Jess, any more questions or comments on this budget? It's the last one we got in front of us. The
154,954.
I'll make a motion to change the line item for 2024 to the 154.94 from the 110 item.
I'll second that.
All right. Would y'all like to discuss when we have a motion and a second?
Can I get y'all to make that motion again so I can
get
it down?
Do
it, kick it.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I'll make the motion to change the appropriation for 2024 line item JP's 1320. From the 110,000 to
154,954.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, y'all have any discussion on this? We've kind of discussed.
This is difficult
for
me. And I don't, at this point, I've looked forward to sending it to the full court to hear some other opinions on it. Because I don't know exactly how I feel. I do know how I look at our county employees and how strongly I feel about the cost of living, the COLA that we're going to raise. And so I see that for myself. But then at the same time, I'm not sitting here serving my county for the salary that we get.
Yeah.
So it really is difficult. But then I go back to the same thing when I decided to run, my husband and I sat down and we were, you know, what are we going to do? How is this going to affect our family? And, you know, all of us spend time away from our family, and a lot of us spend times away from our real jobs that in turn cost us money out of our real jobs to do this. So it's just difficult to find that balance. And I want to talk to my constituents a little bit, and I honestly want to think about it and see where the rest of the court stands. So by allocating that money, I feel like we're okay. But when it comes time to change the ordinance, mm-hmm. there definitely needs to be some more discussion, more input, in my opinion.
Yep. Just Strain, you're in the audience. Do you have any comment on this at all, this conversation?
No, I'm good.
That's fine. I just wanted to give you an opportunity to say something if you wanted to. Just like you said, Jessica, this is a motion to increase the appropriation. Whether the appropriation is spent or not is a whole other thing. Much like we've done throughout other budgets tonight. And then whether or not the per diem is increased or not, that's a whole other thing as well. So this is just,
I feel comfortable with that.
Increasing it to really the maximum amount that can be spent. So we know we don't ever have to come back in the year, regardless of how many special meetings we have, regardless of how many committee meetings we have. We don't want to ever have to come back and amend our budget to make sure we have more money in these line items.
And even some of the things that we've discussed this year, we will reduce the number of meetings for next year, for budget
and
finance.
For budget and finance, at least. That's the initial hope.
That would save the county money as well.
Yep. All right, Justices, all in favor of the motion to amend, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so we've made that amendment. Anything else in the quorum court budget? All right, all in favor of the motion to approve Fund 1000.0107, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. I have a quick question. That's our agenda for tonight. I have a quick question for Councilor Murphy. Maybe there's when we take this up, next Tuesday, there will be a ordinance that lays on top of this. Is that correct? That has some verbiage in there. Says we hereby pass the budget and has some different sections. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Generally, it's
generally when we pass the budget, there's kind of a title page that includes a bunch of different topics, and generally it's things like transfers and what the budget does and how it can be amended, but the budget's not just numbers, it includes that as well, and that's also essentially the numbers get sandwiched then, and the very back page is the signature page that we normally have on our ordinances.
Is that, we didn't have that in front of us tonight. Is that something that we need to, is that something that is going to require budget and finance to meet before the full court to?
It is before you tonight.
Oh, this right here?
Had a separate agenda, I'm sorry.
That's why.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I made it confusing.
All right, do you have this? Sorry about that. Just because, do you have one of these? Okay. Okay, so in this one is where we do take the chance to adjust the per diem if we choose to do so. Now, this is something that we can pass on to the full court and do, or we can shut it down here. It's really up to our committee on what we choose to do with this. So Section 5 talks about per diem. $750, if we take all the Class 6 counties, just like we do with our employee surveys, if we take all the Class 6 counties, what they pay their justices per diem and average them out and subtract Faulkner County, that puts it at $720 was the number that's at. Also, our elected officials, when we raise them up, y'all aren't here, but you may have remembered the conversation. It was the discussion about a percentage of max, you know, and right now when we did it, they were about at 83% of max. When you take the $750 here and you add $125 to it for a committee meeting, that puts us at 80% of the max that we could be earning.
Which is below our elected officials, our other elected officials. Mm-hmm.
They're at about, like I said, 83% of max. That would put us at 80% of max, and it's also in line with the average of the other Class 6 counties. That makes sense.
I would like to see that go. I don't want our committee to decide on that. I would like to see that go before the full court for discussion.
Okay. Oh, I guess we need a motion to take up this ordinance. We didn't
know this to do, so. Make a motion to discuss Ordinance 23-36.
Sir.
All right. There we go. Sorry about that. The rest of the stuff in here is kind of just typical language. You have any questions? Okay. All right. All in favor of the motion to approve 23-36 and pass to the full court, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Congratulations. We have passed the budget. Out of this committee, at least.
In November.
In November. We did it in November.
Well, we got one more night to go.
We got one more night to go. This committee has passed this budget. And one more night to go. Any questions, comments before we adjourn? All right.
Just budget. Just last, let me
say
something real quick if I could. I want to thank you for your leadership on this committee and your professionalism on this committee. And to each justice that's sitting here that's here tonight. Man, thank y'all for a civil conversation. When you have questions, you ask the questions, we give you the answers. That is so refreshing. So thank you guys. It's all awesome.
I appreciate it. Thank y'all.
Well, you guys got the hard job. So
all right, budget and finance is adjourned.